In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. And a greeting, welcome, and blessing on this beautiful, beautiful holy day. Several celebrations going on for us today. And to begin, today, August 15th, is in the church the great feast of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary, the falling asleep of the all-holy Mother of God. Now, by falling asleep, we first need to affirm that Mary, the Lord's mother, did indeed die. This is the commemoration first of her earthly death. Let no one be mistaken about that. Like all people, Mary was born into the world mortal, with flesh, you know, that feels pain, that hungers, that gets sick, that ages, that weakens, and eventually a flesh that dies. This is certain for everyone born into this world as a human being. This is the lot of the entire human race, from Adam and Eve all the way to you and to me, and including, of course, the Mother of God herself. So if Mary's death is remembered today, why are we using the term dormition? Dormition literally means to fall asleep, to fall asleep. Why are we calling death a falling asleep? I mean, it sounds like a euphemism, like we don't quite want to be touched by what's really going on, so we call it sleep just to be nice. And then secondly, why, oh why, is her death a day of celebration? Why is it a great feast of the church? Are we in denial? Or is there something else going on? Well, it's definitely not denial. Definitely not denial. Mary died. That much is irrefutable. But the reason it's a day of great celebration and the reason we call it a falling asleep are one in the same reason. The reason is that the gift and person of Mary's son, Jesus Christ. That's the reason. In Christ, death is not the end. In Christ, death does not have the final say. In Christ, death has lost its sting. In Christ, death is overthrown. In Christ, death is conquered. In Christ, death has met God, and God won. The child born of Mary has become Mary's path and avenue to eternal life. Now we know that Jesus died. But being God in the flesh, Jesus did not see corruption but rose from the dead. And this life is not just for himself, but is a gift and a promise to all of humanity. And that's why he came. And we see in the Lord's Mother the first recipient, the first fruits of this new life among us humans. Her physical death is sleep in that she wakes up. When you sleep, you wake up. You wake up from sleep. That's just what sleep means. In her son, Jesus Christ, Mary wakes up from death, therefore rendering death no more harmful than sleep itself. And that's why this day is a day of great celebration. Death is overcome in Jesus Christ, and that gift of life is offered to all of creation, to each and every person, beginning with the Lord's own mother. Now today in this parish, in this local community, we have another celebration, the baptism of beautiful Michaela Tamsin. A baptism is a celebration that parallels our own celebration of the Dormition of the Theotokos. Michaela is born into the world pure and sinless and having in herself godly beauty, and more than beauty. More than beauty, Michaela has in herself the very image and likeness of God himself. Michaela has in herself the divine image and the divine likeness. In fact, her name, the name Michaela, as I'm sure you know, maybe you don't, yes. The name Michaela means one who is like God. It means one who is similar to God. It's a very powerful name, one who resembles God. Now, how is Michaela, this little baby, you know, whose every need is dependent on her parents and on the world around her, how is Michaela like the Lord God? Well, actually, a lot of ways. Free will. Free will number one. God has free will, and God's gift to us is free will. The ability to be self-aware and self-determining. Michaela has a desire for community. God, by his nature, is community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Michaela is born into a community with a desire for community. Michaela has the ability to experience joy. God is joy, and Michaela is born with and into that joy. She's born with a quality of goodness, the instinct to be kind and merciful, and above all, the ability to love. The ability to love, the most divine of all properties, the ability to love. This is the nature of God, and Michaela receives these as indelible gifts, as do each and every one of us. These are God's gifts to humanity, and these gifts truly make Michaela resemble God. But there is another gift that God has given that we humans have lost. We humans have lost, and that is the gift of eternal life. God is eternal. We are mortal. We are created for life and life without end. But through our sin, we have surrendered that gift of eternal life. But that's why God came into the world in the person of Jesus Christ, to restore to us that great gift of eternal life. But it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost. To destroy death, Jesus himself had to enter death, even death on the cross. But by rising from the dead, Jesus destroys that final enemy, death itself. And in baptism, in this baptism here today, and in our baptism, we are able to participate in the Savior's death and resurrection. And we heard in the epistle that Ellie read for us today, all who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death. We are buried with him when we go into that font. We are buried into his tomb and into his death by our baptism. Michaela's baptism is first and foremost a burial. Like Mary's dormition, it's first and foremost a death. But like Mary's dormition, it is a celebration. Now, how again can a burial be a celebration? Because what follows burial is resurrection when we are in Christ. Though buried, Michaela rises from the waters in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that just as Christ lives, which literally means just as God himself lives, so also Michaela lives. Michaela lives as God lives. As God lives, eternally as God lives. Through baptism, Michaela's eternal life has been restored. Now yes, like the Virgin Mary, Michaela will feel pain. She will feel hunger. She'll squawk every now and then when she's hungry, just like we all do, right? She will occasionally get sick. She'll someday age. Eventually her flesh will weaken. And in a good century from now, her flesh will die, just like the rest of us. But the gift given to Michaela today means that her death will be like God's. When God in the person of Jesus Christ died, he woke up. And when Michaela's death finally comes, she too will arise. She will wake up. It is on this point that one might argue that Michaela most resembles the Lord. When she eventually dies, she will rise. And until then, baptism also allows Michaela to walk in the newness of life, self-aware and self-determining, with a full gift and responsibility of free will, with a desire for community, with the ability to experience divine joy, with a quality of goodness that is indelible in spite of the sins that might come her way, and with the gifts of kindness and mercy and all the other fruits of the Spirit that are offered to her in that seal of that gift. And above all, of course, the ability to love and to be loved. This is the nature of God, and today Michaela is baptized into that nature. And it is these gifts and this nature that most allow Michaela to truly be one who is like God. Amen.